You are watching a master at work.
Truth Nation, get ready for the greatest 60 minutes in radio. Giving you his authentic and bold opinions. Bringing you all the information, entertainment, and conversations you gotta hear. From local issues to trending topics and headline news, it is time for Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I am your host of Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace, and we're coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talk and Text Line. Again, that is 833-212-1017. 1017. You can call in. You can also text in to chime in to the greatest 60 minutes in radio. You can also watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That is 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Make sure you give us a like. Make sure you give us a share. Make sure you give us a subscribe. So you do not miss any of the award-winning 1017 The Truth show. Shout out to Rhea Riley holding it down on the ones and the twos.
Hello.
And shout out to you, Truth Nation. Now, I'm just going to say this. Oh, what a victory Monday it is. What a victory Monday it is. As a hardcore Packers fan, I'm telling y'all, it feels real good. I'm going to tell you, social media was going crazy. I think Rhea might have gotten rid of her Twitter. I don't know if she ever had a Twitter. But if you follow me on Twitter, oh, boy, Twitter and Instagram, oh, boy, them Bears fans was on my behind, boy. They was on my behind last week. Everybody, I'm bookmarked this for later. That is all, you know, all I said was, you know, the Bears are imposters. You call somebody an imposter and all of a sudden, you know, oh, they're going to bookmark this for later. It was crazy. It was going, I'm telling you, social media was going wild. People call me all types of names. People all say, I just said the Packers was going to put belt to ass. And it got 634 bookmarks and 64,000 views. I just said that's what the Green Bay Packers was going to do. And yesterday, I think the Packers did put belt to ass. Though it got a little close, got a little tight in the end. I think BTA was definitely what happened as the Green Bay Packers won that football game. So shout out to the Packers for winning this game. But with that being said here, Truth Nation, you already know what it is. It is the weekend where we come back in from the weekend. And anytime we come back in from the weekend, you always know I got to hit you with the weekend recap. But before we do that, Todd in Milwaukee, you go ahead. Oh, Todd in Milwaukee knows my father. Okay, what up, Todd in Milwaukee? What are your thoughts on your show over the weekend?
No, what happened, I was listening to one of your reruns from last week. Mm. And you were talking about parts being small business and people getting jobs that they weren't qualified for. So I'm sitting there thinking, man, this dude must know the story of my life. And then you mentioned about how your mom used to get classrooms prepared for the students. And you said your dad got called out at night. That made me think. Then I listened to your last name. I work with your dad. He's a great man. And I was just impressed with the way you laid that out last week. I called your daddy and I told him, I said, man, you did a great job with that young man. But I met you before.
Oh, okay, Todd. Well, I appreciate you. I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you showering my Monday with some Monday praise. I appreciate that, Todd. And I think my parents did a good job too. But as y'all know, I was not lying. My dad used to wake up in the middle of the night to go. He was a sanitation supervisor for City of Milwaukee. So I appreciate you, Todd, and I appreciate the comments, and thank you so much for listening, brother. And I'm sure if I did meet you, I appreciate the good energy. Well, thank you, Rhea. I appreciate that, and thank you to Todd. But with that being said, Truth Nation, we're going to go ahead and hit you with the weekend recap.
Truth Nation, we know you have a busy life, and the weekend went by too fast. If you missed any of the headline stories, no worries. We got you covered on the top stories you may have missed. Tap in for the weekend recap on Truth to Power. Kyle, tell Truth Nation the biggest headlines they need to know.
Before I get into it, I'm going to put my wrist up like Shador as well, because I got on the Jordan Love jersey. But I want to say shout out to Shador Sanders, because there's been a lot of people who was hating on Shador Sanders. Now, I thought Shador Sanders should have won the first round or the second round of the draft. And it was just a lot of people hating on him. He was very talented in high school and college. Everywhere he's gone, he's won. And he got a lot of hate, and a lot of people was mad at him. He fell to the fifth round. And yesterday, I just want people to understand, Shador Sanders went up against the number one pick in the draft, Cam Ward, yesterday, and outperformed him. And he became the second rookie since 1950 to throw for 350-plus yards and have four total touchdowns in a single game. It's only him and Joe Burrow. And Joe Burrow was the number one overall pick and led his team to a Super Bowl a couple years back. So shout out to Shador. Shout out to the Sanders family. Despite all the hate, you can't deny talent, and that talent is absolutely undeniable. So I'm going to put my wrist in the air just like Shador did. But with that being said, now I want to get into what my real weekend recap is. And I want to start with... We just saw the negative side of a crazy racist narcissist of Donald Trump, like Donald Trump being in office, where regular diggler ass white people feel empowered to be racist, all while not realizing that Donald Trump doesn't like the poorly educated just like them as well. But now, unfortunately, a lot of these people feel empowered and feel comfortable speaking up and speaking out and, you know, just being blatantly racist. They're coming out the woodworks and they're being racist in public places. And a woman who worked at a Cinnabon, keyword, worked at a Cinnabon in a mall in Ashwaubenon, Wisconsin, went on a racist tirade directed at two black Somalians last week, which was caught on video. Here is the video clip. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That's 1017 The Truth on YouTube to hear the racist white woman who worked at Cinnabon being racist towards two black Somalians.
Your body makes you a better person.
Are you recording?
I'm gonna record you. Yes.
Do you want me to throw water on you? I am racist.
Mm-hmm.
And you are an idiot.
You are an idiot. No,
I am
not.
Racist, and I'll say that to the whole entire world. Don't be disrespectful.
You ruined your life, by the way.
Oh, You're talking about respect? You are fired from this place, mother. You're not gonna be working here.
Suck it.
Suck what? Look how you
suck
fucking
it.
Look like.
What's wrong with you?
He said D-Generation X style.
You, ugly.
Ugly? Talking about ugliness?
Did I stutter?
You
we not?
No, we not. No, we not.
Because you know damn well you're a
respect.
Evil.
Respect. Keep squeezing that caramel. Get the out of here.
You. That was me for you.
And so this happened at a mall. And this white woman's being racist. What's crazy to me, Rhea, we can't even go to Cinnabon and get the delicious treats anymore. I mean, of course, I didn't stop at Cinnabon, but when other people stopped, it cost too much. But I love Cinnabons, like just general. When other people stopped and got some, I definitely said, ooh, let me get a little piece of that. Delicious. But we can't even get delicious treats no more without having to deal with racist white people like this. Now, this is extremely unfortunate that these two people, Somalians, had to face this. But also, this is a reminder that here in America, racism is alive and well. And it's not lost upon me as well that literally, a week after Donald Trump said bad things about Somalians, here we go, this woman in the mall being racist towards Somalians. I'm telling y'all, this is the fallout. This is the ramifications of when you have, you know, reckless behavior or reckless language coming out the White House. The worst of the world supports this man, Donald Trump, and when he attacks you, so does the people who support him, as Marjorie Taylor Greene. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, by the way, she was definitely, she was on TV yesterday. I'll talk about that a little bit later. But overall, this woman in this video, this behavior was learned from somewhere, and now she's probably teaching somebody to treat people this way as well. Now, Cinnabon did the easy thing and the right thing. They did fire this lady. She's terminated from the job. And they also had a statement that they put out there on this incident, basically crucifying this woman, and said, "We've seen the disturbing video from the Cinnabon Bakery in Ashwaubenon, Wisconsin. We do not condone this behavior. The former employee was immediately terminated by the franchise owner. Their actions do not reflect our values or the welcoming experience every guest deserves." And so shout out to Cinnabon for this. But again, remember, America is racist. And so when this went viral, right, you would think you'd get a lot of negativity, right? You would think, oh, everybody would be, yeah, this is bad. This is no good. We can't be having this in America. Nope. Somebody went and set up something called a Give, Send, and Go account, which is very similar to GoFundMe. And now this racist lady is being rewarded for her poor behavior. She has a Give, Send, and Go account, which, again, is very similar to GoFundMe, that raised over $90,000 in less than 3 days. $90,000 plus, I think it might have eclipsed $100,000. So this woman, a mall worker who probably made about $35,000 a year, in a matter of days, is getting $90,000, all because she was blatantly, overtly racist. You can't make this stuff up. This is the best get rich quick scheme I've ever seen. She literally called somebody the N-word and she got paid $90,000. You know how many white racist folks should be upset about this? If I was white and I was racist and I saw this happen, I'm going to say, oh, I need to stay some like Juicy Smollier. I need to get this money. All I got to do is call a black person a nigger and I can get $90K. Hell, I'd do it in a heartbeat if I was racist and white. That's quick money. And here's the kicker about all this. Rhea, I know y'all talk about this on the morning show. Did anybody look into this woman, Crystal Wiley? Did anybody look into her?
They look into her past?
Did,
no.
Did anybody look into Crystal's past or Wilsey? So I did a little research about Crystal Wilsey. And Crystal Wilsey is a dang criminal herself. Oh, they hate criminals, but then she a criminal. This is what her rap sheet is. She has a criminal record. She has been charged with disorderly conduct and drug possession in her life. She was charged in 2022 with endangering children, and she also was charged with operating a vehicle while intoxicated. These folks hate black people. Exactly. What you think she's going to do with that? You give her $90K, she's going to go on a bender. A bender, what they call, I don't know, a bender. Drunk, smoking, all type of stuff. Beating up people, snapping on people. These folks hate black people so much they're willing to give criminals money to be racist. Criminals, the woman literally endangered children, and y'all just gave her $90,000. But y'all sitting here think y'all care about character. Stop it. Y'all gave this woman $90,000, and she done been pulled over for driving while intoxicated. Stop it. Y'all done gave this woman $90,000, and she has a disorderly conduct on her record. Stop it. Drug possession. Y'all just, listen, that $90K going straight to the dope man, the heroin man. What else they do up there? Heroin, dope, meth. I feel like there's one opioid. Ain't gonna do all that. All right, now y'all just donated to a dope fiend. Come on now. These folks is stupid. These folks is stupid. What a waste. What a complete waste. A Give, Send, and Go should pull the plug on this and donate the funds to either the two Somalians that were impacted, the victims in this of racism, or donate it to a local black organization. But Give, Send, and Go is an awful website as well. So, yeah, I saw this story, and I guess, you know, the weekend recap, I'm going to run along, Rhea. But with this weekend recap, I just felt like I needed to talk about this. I needed to highlight this. Now, to continue on talking about racism, there was something else that happened in the news, not local, but nationally, is at what point, I want to ask y'all, at what point will black folks apologize for telling y'all to vote against our own best interest? At what point will people start apologizing, going on the news and apologizing? Because that is what these shucking and jiving black Republicans did last year. They said, go vote for Donald Trump. Trump's going to do this. They did all that shucking and jiving for Donald Trump, only for Trump to turn around and do stuff like this, to have Cinnabon people being openly racist, And then having somebody like Trump who's trying to delegitimize black holidays, which represent black history. On Friday, the Trump administration removed Martin Luther King Jr., MLK Day, and Juneteenth from the 2026 National Park Fee Free Days. In place of MLK Day, a federal holiday that pays tribute to, as we know, MLK, a civil rights legend and leader who fought for equality and justice. And also the Juneteenth, a federal holiday commemorating the end of slavery. He swapped it out for his damn birthday, which falls on Flag Day. So now, instead of you being able to go to national parks for free on MLK Day, a day that everybody is, a lot of people, not everybody is off, a lot of people are off, a federal holiday, or a day such as Juneteenth, where now more people are starting to get off, where you may be able to appreciate some free things in the community. He swapped out them black, them Negro days and made it on Flag Day, which happens to fall on his birthday. Everything falls on his birthday. Last year on his birthday, they had the 250-year anniversary of the U.S. military. They had the whole military parade because it fell on his birthday. Everything fall on that man's birthday. Everything fall on that man's birthday. He take advantage of it. I don't think it's a coincidence. This dude is a self-serving piece of trash. That's what he is. To replace MLK Day with his own birthday is literally so self-serving. Dude is a narcissist. And I hope when he gets out of office dishonorably, I hope they destroy his legacy. Like, I hope, you know, he changed the federal building to his name. I hope they change it back. I hope they put in the history how awful he is. When you vote for a racist white man, this is the type of energy and type of stuff you get. I'm still, again, waiting for the 20% of black folks who voted for this nonsense and voted for Trump to tell us what they're getting for their vote. They tried to scrub Harriet Tubman from the history back in the day. They scrubbed Jackie Robinson as well earlier this year. Y'all up and down told everybody, oh, things going to be different. You ain't gotten diddly squat poo. But this is the weekend recap here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. There's some other stuff we got to get to as well. But before we go to break, Security Mike, you have comments on the racist Cinnabon lady. What are your thoughts on the racist Cinnabon lady? Security Mike, can you hear me? Going once, going twice.
Hello?
Yeah, Security Mike, what are your thoughts on the racist Cinnabon lady?
Yeah, it's sad, man. What's the name? The early morning show touched on this with Homer and them. And all it's going to do is have Trump is going to go off on the Cinnabon people for getting rid of her.
Because he promotes
all of this.
No, it ain't gonna go that. I'm gonna tell you this. I'll say one thing. Trump is an idiot, but he ain't gonna go that far. He knows where to draw the line. If Trump was to do this, this would be bad
for
him.
He's the one vouched for.
No, he puts the dog whistle out there and says certain things to get people to react and do things like this, and he won't condemn it. Right now, there's a difference between condemning and then out here saying Cinnabon needs to hire her back. Saying Cinnabon needs to hire her back, there's no in between. There's no black and white. That's purely racist. And so Donald Trump ain't that crazy. Now that would cause for a lot of Republicans who have no choice.
He stands for all this and he emboldened them. So
that's
all I gotta say. Is he gonna smoke the money up anyway.
Yeah,
She's gonna smoke the money up anyway.
Yeah. Hey, if you sell drugs, which you shouldn't. I got a buyer in Schwabadon, Wisconsin. You used to work for Cinnabon. You hit a good lick on that one. All right. 833-212-1017. Again, that's the Truth Talking text line. And no, I don't like Donald Trump, but he's a dope. He's dozy Don. He falls asleep all the dang time. But he isn't that stupid. That would be idiotic to support this dope fiend up in Wisconsin. When she used the N-word, that would be, it wouldn't end his career, but it would crack his support greatly. Yeah, Republicans wouldn't, the elected officials, Republicans wouldn't, they couldn't stand for that. I'm telling you this right now. Once you use the N-word, that's when everything's off. You can say the N-word behind closed doors, I guess, but you can't say it out loud like that. There's no benefit from that. It's only a loss. Why would I support somebody that got fired for saying the N-word? You ain't going to say freedom of speech with that. That'll be crossing the line. But 833-212-1017. Alan, Milwaukee, what are your thoughts on whether black people will apologize for telling people to vote for Trump?
Well, black people will never tell you to vote. They will never apologize because they know their mindset was very ignorant in the process. And those kind of people are at the low end of the trailer, the bottom of the trailer. But my question to you, what is the letter that comes after M?
N.
Okay, you put that with what I said and you will see why. And that's why they will never apologize.
Put the letter.
Have a great day.
I'm lost. Put the letter with what he's. Okay. Am I the only one that I thought it was N for sure, but then I said, well, let me not sound dumb. And I said LMN. Okay, N.
You see how he did you? That's how you be doing me. Or is there any questions?
Well, I wasn't listening as I should have been.
You figure it out though.
Yeah. You helped me. You helped me. I mean, I appreciate y'all, Truth Nation. I'm gonna tell you this right now. This is what happened. Like, I'm glad the lady got fired, but this is the America that we live in. It really is. Like, this is what America is. We'll continue this conversation a little bit on the other side, but on top of that, I do want to talk about the Milwaukee County transit system. And bus fare may be going up. And I say whoop-de-doo. Is that what they say? Whoop-de-doo-doo. Whoop-de-dee-dee-doo-doo. I'm trying to say what Young Thug said. Whoop-de-dee-dee-doo-doo. Bus fare going up. And people are outraged. I'll tell you why it's crazy next.
More of Truth to Power is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
If better sleep has been hard to come by, you're not alone, and the right mattress can make all the difference. That's why Helix Sleep and Steinhoffels has teamed up to bring their award-winning mattresses to Steinhoffels. Now you can try Helix in person, something you can't do just anywhere. Right now, Steinhoffels is offering 20% off all Helix mattress orders just for our Truth Nation listeners. Head to steinhoffels.com to learn more. Helix Sleep at Steinhoffels. Better sleep starts now. This is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. You can watch and stream us live on 1017 The Truth by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. You can also stream us by downloading the 1017 The Truth app. 833-212-1017. I saw an email, not email, I saw a message here, and on YouTube, and I'm trying to get some information here. And so on the talk and text here, White Widow said, Somalians do not relate themselves to American black struggles. I've seen immigrant people in businesses talk garbage about American blacks. No solidarity there. Though I agree that there is not a consistent solidarity amongst Africans when they come here because they are not African-American. Initially, when they come here, when they get their citizenship, then they are. But they consider themselves Nigerian-American or Somalian-American. They definitely do not identify 100% with us all the time. But I think you cannot say that as an absolute, because I grew up with some Somalian friends, shout out to the Ali family, who absolutely identified as black and identified as black Americans and with the black American experience. So to sit there and try to paint a broad brush on an entire, you know, ethnic group of Somalians is ridiculous of you to do that. And in addition to that, you asked the same thing. She also said, apologize for using their right to vote. No one's business who anyone votes for, much less than asking anybody to apologize. That's weird. You know what's weird? What's weird is you ask people to vote for somebody in Donald Trump because you thought it was going to lead to more prosperity for your people. If you believe more prosperity for your people is unemployment rate in January going from 5.4% for black people to 7.5% in August is ridiculous. That's not prosperity. So, yes, you should apologize for that. If you think the fact that, you know, 600,000 black women have lost their jobs or been pushed out the workforce in 2025 and they shouldn't apologize for that, then you're part of the problem. So I understand that you do a lot of fighting, you in the community doing a lot of stuff, but to sit here and say that people who advocated for somebody to vote for someone like Donald Trump, who we thought was going to bring our community prosperity, but at the end of the day, once again, we find ourselves at the bottom. We find black women losing jobs, and you have the audacity to ask me apologize for what? That ain't weird. That's not weird. That's called taking accountability. If you make a mistake and you send your people into a burning house, you just gonna let them die in a fire? You ain't gonna say, I apologize? So no, ain't nothing weird about asking people to do something, to vote against their own best interest and ask them to apologize. Ain't nothing weird about that. I think it's weird for you as a white woman to sit up here and try to tell a black man or try to tell black people it's weird for us to question those who sent our people down a pathway where now we are struggling. That's what's weird. But 833-212-1017. This is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. What should I do, Rhea? Should I go to break or should I continue on with the next topic of the day? All right, thank you, Rhea. I will keep going. And I'm going to keep going with the Milwaukee County Transit System. And we have another example around here where something is in the red. Something is not operating at the way that it should in a sense of making the city or the county money. Now, the Milwaukee County Transit System is run by the county, and a bus system is projected to run a deficit of $18 to $20 million in 2027. A deficit. For those who don't understand, that means to be in the red. That means they're losing between $18 to $20 million come in 2027. This is a significant budget gap, and tough decisions must be made. And one of those decisions is causing some pushback with riders. CBS 58 News has this news story. If you go to 1017 The Truth, so y'all can hear the story about bus fare going up here in the city of Milwaukee, or excuse me, in Milwaukee County.
Two more bus in Milwaukee County. MCTS has announced it is increasing fares. Our Mia Bearden talked to passengers who say that increase will add up and it'll affect their way of life.
Starting on January 1st, the adult fare increases from $2 to $2.75. I spoke to multiple riders who say that increase is a major concern. Milwaukee County riders depend on the bus every day, and many say they don't have another way to get around. I asked how often they ride.
Oh, every day.
Pretty much every day.
All the time.
The increase comes as the transit system faces a budget shortfall with pandemic relief funds running out. Some riders worry what that increase will mean. For many families feeling the strain from the recent food share reductions across Wisconsin, one man says this fare hike is yet another hardship hitting at the same time.
How the food stamps are taken away, and all the people, especially for the winter time and the season, I think it's very hard for everyone who is facing it right now.
MCTS is also raising its fare capping limits. Fare capping stops charging riders once they hit a set amount. Daily caps will go from $5 to $8.25, weekly caps from $20 to $33, and monthly caps from $75 to $99. Riders who rely on the bus say even small changes add up.
People that are like scrounging up like $2, it's like, oh crap, now I gotta find three quarters to be able to ride it.
Others say they understand the increase.
I don't mind the fare increase. I don't mind it at all. You know, it's pretty good.
Students say the change also affects how they plan for the months ahead.
Currently, since I'm a student, I get the pass for free, but during the summer, that doesn't apply there, and so I'll definitely be paying a lot more for that.
We reached out to MCTS for comment, but have not heard back yet. All updated fare prices are listed on our website at cbs58.com. In Milwaukee, Mia Bearden, CBS 58 News.
Now, maybe I come from a privileged perspective with this, so I fully understand that maybe because I have a vehicle, I have a car, and I don't need to take the bus every day, so maybe I come from a privileged perspective. But Rhea, correct me if I'm wrong. As somebody who had to take the bus because the Kia boys got her.
I didn't have to take the bus.
Oh, okay, bougie. I had to take the bus.
I didn't take the bus.
Oh, ain't nothing wrong with taking the city bus. Matter of fact, I enjoy taking the city bus at Summerfest. It was like a tradition. And then I love when I was in New York City taking public transportation.
Okay.
It was cool. But again, I don't see 75 cents being a big deal. Again, maybe it's me, but you know, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't see a 75% increase being a big deal. The cost of living has gone up. And that also includes for the bus system to operate. The cost has gone up to operate the bus system. And I understand that with any price increase, there's going to be some type of fallout, and it's going to hurt somebody, right? But the fact that they haven't had a fare increase since the year 2000, I think it's pretty fair. I think it's pretty fair to have a 75-cent increase if you haven't had an increase since 2000. I believe that Milwaukee County Transit System is well overdue for some type of fare increase, especially when you're talking about you're staring down a budget deficit of $18 to $20 million in 2027. And for those who, you know, if you're like me and you think 2027 is far away, we're less than 20 days away from it being, 23 days away from it being 2026, which will put us a year away from 2027. In the conversation next year, when they talk about the budget for the county, is going to be talking about how are we going to fill this $18 to $20 million gap for the 2027 budget deficit that we are forecasting. And I feel bad for those who have to come out of pocket, but I'm not going to advocate and say, oh, we need to not raise the bus fare. No, we need to raise the bus fare. We absolutely need. I think even at $275 is pretty decent. And the fact that you can get a $100 a month bus pass to ride the bus all you want, I think that's also a pretty good deal. Because you're talking about $1,200 per year in order just to ride the bus. That's not a bad deal. Not a bad deal. Now, if you're a working individual, this should be able to fit into your budget somehow. Now, I ain't counting nobody's pockets, but I will get suggestions. Maybe that cup of coffee from Starbucks that you want to get a couple times a week. Maybe you got to cut that out. Maybe you got to get that home brew. Maybe instead of getting a $12 lunch, maybe you got to get the $8 lunch in order to save yourself some money. But at a certain point, you got to really consider the fact that the Milwaukee County Transit System can't continue to go on the way that it was because it just wasn't fiscally responsible. It wasn't. And it was going to have a negative impact on our budgets. Now, in addition to this, I think something that's also important to why people need to understand why we have this budget deficit or why we're looking at this and why they need to raise the funds is that what we have to understand, according to a report from MCTS, $3.4 million passengers rode the bus in the first 6 months of this year without having to pay anything. Now, some of that might have included students, but 3.4 million passengers not having to pay a fare, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money that the city is losing out on. And in addition to that, you're also talking about the fact that they're missing out on $4 million, according to them, in 2024, $4 million in revenue was lost due to fare evasion. So again, this is money that could be going towards the budget. So I think it's so important that people understand what is happening and what is going on and why, when you see a story about the fare increase, to understand that this is not a terrible thing. But 833-212-1017, do you support or oppose the 75-cent MCTS fare increase? 833-212-1017. Listen, with prices rising everywhere, is a 75-cent hike reasonable? Or is that too much for riders to be able to handle? 833-212-1017. Because, again, I understand that this is a bad time to live right now because we consistently, and this isn't just a Trump thing, this has happened during the Biden administration, we're consistently seeing costs continue to go up with no end in sight. And I know for a lot of people now, they look and saying, here's another thing that I got to come out of pocket for. But 833-212-1017, do you support the 75-cent MCTS price increase? This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. We'll have more on the other side.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube. It is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
The perfect Packer game day starts in Titletown at the American Family Insurance House. Before each home game, grab exclusive Packers giveaways. Listen to live music and hang out with other fans. Plus, you can try your hand at setting the high score and protect the end zone, their interactive game that puts your football skills to the test. Make your next trip to Lambeau unforgettable only at the American Family Insurance House in Titletown. Visit AmFam.com today to find an insurance agent near you or to get a quote instantly online. That's AmFam.com today. 833-212-1017. This is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. You can call in or text in at 833-212-1017 if you have any thoughts or comments on this. You can also watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. I see I triggered White Widow quite a bit. You know what's crazy about all that, Rhea, is that this is what, you know, when this is White Widow is a wonderful individual who gives back to the community. But this is what that when white people feel like they can control stuff and they can throw what they've done for things that people, they think that gives them access to tell black people how to think and how to feel. That's what happens when your privilege goes to your mind of just because I do this, that gives me the ability to do that. It does not. So I can appreciate everything you do, but also know your place. Know your place when it comes to the black community. Keep giving back because that's the right thing to do. You shouldn't want a cookie. You shouldn't have to boast about the things that you do. You should just do it because it's the right thing to do. It shouldn't have to validate you because you don't need validation if it's really coming from your heart. Not saying it doesn't come from your heart, but you shouldn't need validation to do right by others. 833-212-1017. Al in Sherman Park, you have thoughts on everything from the show, from the budget, bus fares, and the racist Cinnabon comment. What are your thoughts here on Truth to Power?
Yeah, hey, Kyle. I'm kind of mystified by there's a class of people who get things subsidized but don't think that they should get increases in their, I guess, their portion that they pay. Because I don't know how we operate all these buses with bus drivers, you know, making what, $60,000, $90,000 a year, because that doesn't sound like a math equation that's going to work out for the long run. And I know when you go to the universities, you get a bus pass, and some of that stuff is discounted. And then we got all these social services organizations that used to hand out bus passes. Maybe some of them need to go back in that program and getting subsidized bus tickets for, you know, needy people. On the Cinnabon thing, I know there are some trailer park poor white people that get as ghetto as black people.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of look at that girl as a ghetto white girl, and she is not going to watch her mouth, just like certain folks in our community aren't going to watch their mouths. So they had a showdown. Now, lastly, on the weekend, I want to deep dive in on Somalis don't think they're black. Go Google that and see all the videos about Somalis talking about they're not black. They're Arab or they're dark Caucasians. I was like, okay. You know, I don't care what race you think you are. I think you should be you. But some things kind of boggle my mind sometimes. Those are my thoughts.
Yeah, I say this, but I don't think they deserve to be called the N-word, regardless of how people identify.
Well, I don't think black people should be calling themselves the N-word.
All right, now that is another conversation. I appreciate that. I'm right there. I wish I never started saying the N-word. And I usually don't say it too often, to be honest. I use it for the show sometimes. But appreciate you, Al. And about the Somalians don't think they're black, I've never heard specifically about Somalians not thinking that they're black. Now, I have heard this because most Somalians I know have a little, you know, their skin tone is similar to mine, sometimes darker. I haven't heard anything about not claiming to be black now when it comes to being African-American. I think they separate themselves. A lot of times I see a lot of folks separate themselves from us. But one thing that we do have to understand, and I am not the most educated or researched in all of this, so everything will be based off of life experience. One thing I will say is that when these Africans come here because a lot of them have – they're the rich folks where they come from, right? And a lot of them can appreciate our culture. But one thing, if you look at what happens in America, and you look at some of the things, let's be very honest, some of the things that happen in our communities, I wouldn't want to aspire to be that either. I would want to aspire to be the top of the black community. And so they also come with their own history. They come with their own culture because they weren't enslaved like we were. Our American history starts with slavery, our American history, not our overall history, but our American history starts with slavery. Now, I don't get down with these folks who want to separate themselves and think they above African-Americans because they come from these places. You can have all the pride you want, but you're not better than nobody else. But as I told the story, I don't know if I told this story on air before. Rhea, tell me if I have. When I went to Nigeria, how I felt like I felt like I was hanging with rich white people here when I went to Nigeria. Have I said that before? Yeah, it was crazy. Like the way them rich Nigerians was like, ooh, close the door. Get them away. Get them away. I was like, oh, wow. I said, they just people. No. They was like afraid of the poor Nigerians, like the non-wealthy ones. I said, y'all are like the rich white people here. That was my experience. It was quite different. So, I mean, everybody has their culture wars. Everybody has their status issues, their class systems across different places. And unfortunately, here in America, we have a class system, but then also we have a very racist system based off the color of your skin and get treated in a certain way. But 833-212-1017, that is the Truth Talking text line. And there's a lot of different conversations that are going on here today, from the Talking text line to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. But when we come back, I'll share my final thoughts, and I'll share one last story about vaccines as well, because I've been wanting to talk about vaccines for a while, and there was something in the news that came up about vaccines that I think is very important for us to talk about. So keep it locked. You're listening to Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. I'll be back in three.
You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m. You are listening to Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. I'm your host, The Truth to Power, and I'm coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. And always remember, one call, that's all, with Gruber Law Offices. If you or a loved one is ever injured in an accident, do not hesitate to make one call, that's all, to Gruber Law Offices, because they will take care of you. I'm telling you, they stand up for victims. When I got, in my car accident, I made one call, that's all, to Gruber Law Offices, and they really took great care of me. I mean, from the first phone call to make sure I got my physical therapy and taking care of me, they did a great job. They made sure my car got fixed. They made sure I was okay, and I didn't have to pay a single penny. Nothing came out of my pocket until they won my case. So get with the winning law firm today by contacting Gruber Law Office today, because the results will speak for themselves, by contacting them at 414-276-6666. That's 414-276-6666, or visiting them at gruber-law.com. Is one call, that's all, with Gruber Law Offices. This is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. I'm your host, Kyle Wallace. You can watch the stream live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That is 1017 The Truth on YouTube. And I'm gonna talk about these vaccines tomorrow, Rhea. You hold me to that, because I definitely want to talk about it. Rhea say every time I say that, it never happens. Every time I say that. But I want to wrap up today's conversation, because I think it's so important that we have to understand that what is happening in this country right now. Like, we are getting so extreme with how we feel politically that it's tearing us apart. And I'm very concerned at the level of racism that we are seeing in this country, but also the level of hate speech, right? How hate speech is just being accepted in this country. And as I alluded to a little earlier today, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is leaving Congress, but she's a Republican, used to be a MAGA Republican. She went on 60 Minutes yesterday, or aired yesterday, and talked about her personal experience. Now, if you know anything about Marjorie Taylor Greene, she was somebody who carried the banner and carried the flag for Donald Trump. She was part of Donald Trump's bully pulpit. She was somebody that disrespected people. She was somebody that talked negatively about people. She spewed hateful things as well. She was part of what they would call the swamp, but the problem. She was part of the problem, verbally attacking people and not caring how it impacted their lives negatively. Because what people have to understand, that we live in a time where I just talked about my social media. I just talked about the social media. People were talking about me because, I made comments about the Chicago Bears, right? Like, we live in a time where people go on social media, people bully you. Some people take it to an extreme. I thank the Lord nothing's been extreme, because I'm only talking sports. I'm only talking politics. Nothing personal. Nothing personal at all. Just my opinion and facts. And what Marjorie Taylor Greene was part of, is she was part of hurting other people's lives. But now all of a sudden that she's impacted, she's changing her tune. And what she reminds me of is how she's changing her tune. And she reminds me of a Klans member, right? I think a Klans member went on Oprah and changed her tune. Like, when you hear stories about how these Klans members or these racist folks used to be racist, but then all of a sudden they changed their ways and they saw the light. this is what she is doing right now. And what sucks is that it wasn't until she felt the pain personally. And that's a problem, is that you don't change your tune about racism, right? When you see stories like we just saw here in Wisconsin at a Schwabadon, that isn't the thing that makes you say, well, we have a problem here. It's legitimately a week after Donald Trump made negative comments about Somalians, whether they believe they're black or not. That's what some people say. The Somalians I know, who I went to school with, they all say they're black. They all identify with black. Rhea, do you know any Somalians?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, the ones I know identified as black. So that's not my personal experience. I don't live in Minnesota. I don't live in Minneapolis. But I know my people who I'm cool with who go out to Minnesota, they got Somalian cousins who identify as black as well. So I cannot relate to that. But it should be stories like that where there is no coincidence that Donald Trump makes some comments and then that lady all of a sudden calls these Somalians out of their name. That's not a coincidence. It shouldn't be a coincidence when you are definitely going to see the rise in discrimination against Somalians in Minneapolis is going to be on the rise simply because of the comments that the president made. That should be the thing that should trigger you to question, whoa, what is going on? But instead, for Marjorie Taylor Greene, as Trump called Marjorie Traitor Greene, which she was offended by, she only really saw the light when she was personally impacted. That's when she decided to change her tune. Her receiving pushback on the Epstein files and wanting to release those, and you know, that is what made her change her tune. Or her family receiving death threats, her own son receiving death threats, is what made her say she no longer wants to align with Donald Trump. It shouldn't take for your family receiving death threats for you all of a sudden to understand what is happening. You should have listened to Jasmine Crockett, who's also a representative, who said she received death threats based off some of the things that were said. You should have listened to your colleague when she said that and understood that this is dangerous rhetoric that could lead to dangerous results. And again, this isn't just me talking at this point. Charlie Kirk was murdered because of the things that he said. That's why he was killed. The lawmakers in Minneapolis who were killed, Melissa Hortman and her husband who were killed, they were murdered because of their beliefs and their thoughts. So we have to at some point, somebody needs to step up to lower the temperature. Somebody needs to stand up to this administration and tell him to lower the political tension and lower the political temperature. Because this is not the way we need to be going as a country. We have to stop with this hate speech. We have to stop with this hate language, because we have to realize that it is going too far where people are being killed. And I get it. Assassinations have happened all throughout the history of America. But we talking about all this speech coming from the White House, and now you got people who are disrespecting folks up at Cinnabon where you can't even go get a damn dessert without being called the N-word. That's a problem. But this has been Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I appreciate y'all for tuning in and listening today. Truth to Power will be back tomorrow. The Tory Lowe Show is up from 1 to 4. Truth Nation, peace out. I love y'all. You have a good rest of your day. Can you drive that funky soul?